Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Russ Terry, the founder and CEO of Life Coach Radio Networks. Today's sponsor is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free audiobook when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. That's audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. And now, here's today's show.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to another live episode of Do You City Chat. I am Danielle Mercurio, also known as your Urban Gypsy for tonight, and I am so cosmically jazzed for tonight's show. We are, if you saw the title, if you heard my little jingle that I just played, we're talking about the moon. We're talking about your relationship with the moon and where you're at now. So I was so excited to make the title that I did Lost Between the Moon and New You City. So that's my company, New You City. You're listening to New You City Chat, and I'm all about how you can bring balance into your everyday life, how you can have a spiritual life and a social life. It's all about meeting you where you're at so that you can use fun new tools and still live the life as you know it now and evolve in the process as well. I'm all about figuring out a way to really honor who you are, be grateful for the past, and find a way to make it work, find a way to make it manageable, because I think that's all we really want at the end of the day is to just be happy. And it doesn't really matter where we are, but if we can figure out how to make it work in our favor, how we can make it work in our advantage, then we can just get so much further ahead and we can really be energetically aligned where we're at. So again, I'm Danielle Mercurio, lifestyle coach here in Manhattan. And for those of you that are listening to the show for the very first time, it's my hour to help inform you of what I'm really interested about and how I think it will not only help me out, but how it will help you out and how you can get new tools, new mythologies, and just new insights that you can take with you and hopefully bring something new to your world, bring something new to your dynamic, maybe start a new habit, try a new trend. And throughout my shows, I always love to have a new and exciting guest on, and that's no different tonight, and we'll be introducing our guest shortly. So in the meantime, just kind of wanted to center us to where we're at right now. How many of you are enjoying this new fall season? How incredible is it that the seasons change? I was talking to my friend about it actually the other day. We were on a bus from Philadelphia back into New York City, and just looking at the trees and looking at the colors and the changes and just thinking about not only what was ahead for fall, but the winter as well. And it just made me think about the fall season and how this fall is all about that beautiful transition into what will be the winter, that dead of winter that, for those of you that are on the East Coast like me, last winter we had a really hard one. It was very cold. It was very just and rough, and it took a lot out of us. And so some of us are kind of fearing that idea of having to go through that again. But at the same time, you look at this fall season, you look out the window, and you see the different changes of the colors of the leaves, and you watch as the, you know, just that soft breeze blows from through the city or wherever it is that you are, and that crispness in the air and that smell of just the smokiness and being able to start to wear more layers to the point where you still feel nice and comfortable, but that cozy, comfortable feeling as well. And I think about all that and I'm like, wow, nature really has an incredible way of getting us ready to something else, to getting us ready to something that is going to be cold, that's going to be severe. Nature itself is sitting through a cycle where the trees are going to be essentially dying. But it doesn't do it in an abrupt, harsh way. The trees don't just light on fire and burn to a crisp. No, they shed what they need to shed. They get rid of what they need to get rid of so that they can stand tall and they can stand their ground for what's to come. And I feel that that's how we should embrace our lives as well. We should embrace change not so much as something that is so harsh and so severe and so reckless per se, but as something that can be a beautiful transformation for us, that we may be seeing different sides of us, different colors, different truths may show up as we let go, as we release, as we let some of our fears, as we let some of the things that we know aren't serving us kind of be taken away with the breeze. And I find that to be really beautiful. And it just reminds me that as one chapter closes, a new one begins. And even after that, another one comes yet again. And it's just this beautiful cycle. And so tonight we're going to be talking about another planetary happening that's going on right now. Tomorrow is a really big space when it comes to the universe. We are going to be having this beautiful, gorgeous full moon. It's also known as the blood moon or the hunter moon. And with that is a lunar eclipse. And so what essentially is happening, and I'm not going to claim to be a scientist here, but the moon is going to be reflected off of the sun's light. And that's what's casting that beautiful blood, reddish, orangish hue that you'll be seeing. And so with that, not only are we getting this amazing sight to witness, we're getting these amazing views and whatnot, and just a chance to kind of see the moon in a new light, if you will, but we're also getting all these amazing energies that radiate off of the moon. The moon affects our psyche, it affects our emotions, and it releases certain energies. And if we're not aware, we're not able to prepare ourselves fully. We're not able to prepare ourselves in a way that we can start to energetically align with the moon and whatever else the planet's paths are going on, right? Over this weekend, some of you I've heard have talked about Mercury retrograde and what's going on with that. And the planet shifts just like we do in our lives. And I like to think that it co-aligns with us in a way that while we are moving ahead, we are moving ahead with the understanding of I am doing this so that I can be in a place where I'm getting what I really need. And I'm honoring what it is that I'm holding on to and that I know serves me and continuing to move forward. Again, like I said, we're going through this lunar eclipse full moon period right now. If those of you can remember 6 months ago, we also went through a similar period where we had a blood moon, we had a lunar eclipse, we had Mercury retrograde. There was a lot of stuff. Actually, we weren't having Mercury retrograde at that time, but we had just come off of it. And that time may have felt even more severe for you. There might have been even more things that were abruptly changing or that you were letting go of. And now that it's 6 months later, we're kind of seeing how things have come to full circle, how we've able to kind of see where, look back at where we were 6 months. Let's take a moment right now. Let's close our eyes and look back 6 months ago. It was April. It was the promise of spring, of new beginnings, transitions. Where were you? And where are you now? What growth have you made? What challenges have you overcome? And now as we prepare to get into a new chapter, a new space of change, what are you ready to let go of further? What are you ready to bring in? What are you ready to heighten? It's just something to think about, and I want you to hold on to that during our chat tonight, because as we talk about the moon and how these energies work, I want you to think about these spaces in your life that you are ready to let go of, or you are ready to create a container for something new and something more exciting and something more aligned with you and what you want for your life and what you want for those that are in your life and important to you. So with that, we're going to get into the heart of our show tonight. So I have an amazing guest on. Her name is Anne Heyman, and I found her through the beauty of our World Wide Web. I joined a program a couple years ago called B-School by Marie Forleo, which was an amazing program to really jumpstart your business if you're an entrepreneur. And I've met so many great contacts and connections through this resource that is B-School. So not only learning from Marie, but meeting other people and having a sense of community. And as you know, like-minded people will pop up your way. And I saw her a lot throughout the news feed that we have and, you know, connected with her. She has an amazing website. She says, and I love this so much, that she brings ancient wisdom to a modern life. And I think that is so cool because I really think it's really important to make astrology and planetary happenings and lunar cycles digestible for us. And not only that, but make them fun and make them a celebration. And she does that really well. A little bit more about Anne. if I can find my little piece that I wrote about her. Hold on. I'm going to tell you more in just a moment as I scroll through. But a little bit more about her. In my mind, I think she's really incredible. And she is such a wealth of knowledge, especially when it comes to moon happenings and kind of a moon goddess in my mind. So, okay, I found my little piece. So Anne is a holistic health practitioner, an aromatherapist, and a esthetician. We're going to pretend I said that right. She's been on a natural path of healing herself for over 20 years. She grew up with an autoimmune disorder, anxiety, and without knowing what it was, felt that she had to be forced to search out holistics and became interested in helping others with the same issues once she found what really worked. With that, I am going to welcome Anne on the show. Hi, Anne.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm excited for this full moon that's coming up tomorrow.
I am too. I think, well, I believe and I know that the timing for the show was really right because I've been wanting to do a show on the lunar cycle for a while, and I just feel that this one is really powerful and really intense, and just there is so much going on and so much for us to talk about with it that it just seems really appropriate that tonight is the night to do that.
Yeah, and I loved your intro. I thought that was really cool. I want to catch everyone up kind of on what a full moon is, because maybe some people don't know about the moon cycles. So I want to, you know, kind of just touch on that before we go any further. So
yes.
The term moon cycle or lunar cycle, it refers to the moon's continuous orbit around the Earth. And so as the moon orbits the Earth, its appearance or the phase changes, and it gives us an indication of the moon's progress in the cycle or the age. So, like you said, the sun is always illuminating half of the moon, you know, but we see it at different angles as it rotates around the Earth. So, you know, we only see the part of the moon that the sun is illuminating. So, for example, you know, a crescent moon is what we call the moon when we only see a small portion of its illuminated surface. So the moon, we give the parts of the moon cycle different names according to how it appears to us. So the new moon, which is also called the dark moon, is the beginning of the cycle. And the moon is not visible at all. It's a dark sky. You know, you don't see anything. And then as the moon starts waxing, which means getting bigger, you come to about, you know, halfway through that first week or that first cycle in between the new and the full moon is called the first quarter. And it's also called a half moon. And, you know, it's like what it says. It's the half of the moon. So then it starts waxing more, so you've got another week, and then the moon is full, like it will be tomorrow, and you see the entire illuminated portion of the moon, which makes it look huge and bright and all of those things. So then it starts waning, which means getting smaller, and that takes about 2 weeks before it goes back to the new moon, and that's the beginning, you know, that's the beginning of another cycle. So we have those, you know, 28 and a half to 29 days, like, you know, it's not exact every time. And, you know, it's like that cycle, it can draw you into living more in your natural rhythm when you start looking at it this way. So we're going to talk about the full moon, and that's the middle of the moon cycle, like I said. And the energy of the moon is historically considered to be connected with the female life cycle. So the full moon represents the crone or the elder energy, where the new moon represents like the maiden and those things. So this is, you know, more of a fullness. It's grown. It's more mature. And so it's associated with creativity, clarity, taking action, and, you know, manifesting your desires. And it's also a really social time. So the moon affects us differently throughout the phases. So during the full moon, you know, you're going to feel more social. You're going to want to share your ideas. You're going to want to teach others. You'll want to be more a part of a group. And your energy is going to be peaking at night, and so you're going to stay up later, usually because you're drawn into some kind of project and you feel like you can't stop. And so I know we all go through that at those times. And you're going to be drawn more to spirituality, and you're going to want to share that with other people. So you're going to want to, you know, that's why a lot of times for the new moon, people traditionally did a lot of things alone. But the full moon, that's when they gathered, you know, and that's where they, you know, they celebrated together. And because, you know, the energy at the full moon is the highest for being active and for doing things, physical things, you know. And you may also feel more nurturing and caring towards others, and you'll just feel more like giving. So you'll want to be around people more. And your feminine energy rises at this time. And so you're going to notice that you feel more flirtatious and more sensual, and that energy, that sexual energy that you get is going to be stronger. You're going to notice, you know, people looking at you and you noticing other people. And, you know, during around this time, you're also going to notice that you feel freer to spend money and kind of less like hoarding what you have. Like, you kind of just go through your stores of things. You know, like, I'm the kind of person, like, I buy 3 lotions and I'm like, okay, like, I'm going to use all of them before I get any more. And that's usually how I feel around the full moon, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And your dreams are going to be more intense too, and you may remember them easier. And so, you know, keeping a dream journal around the full moon is pretty important, because you can look for meanings in your subconscious, and there's clues to your inner world that you may not have noticed, you know. And so writing them down, like, first thing in the morning, because a lot of times those things fade, you know. So being able to write that down is going to help you use the full moon's energy more effectively. And you're also going to feel like your emotions are amplified. So if you're feeling angry, you may feel angrier. If you're feeling emotional, you're going to feel a little more emotional, you know. And so this is kind of what people are referring to when they say that the full moon makes you go crazy. It just amplifies it. So if you're already crazy, then yes, you're going to be crazier, you know. You also notice too, and this is important, is that your creativity peaks right now in the full moon. And you're going to find that you have energy for the projects that you've had in your head for the past few weeks. Because in the new moon, you're coming up with all these ideas, and your brain is just like this open channel. If you can, you know, if you can manage that to be open during the new moon, all this information comes in, right? And so during the full moon, you're going to be using that energy, and you're going to be applying it to your life. And you're going to be taking a look at, you know, the things in your life that are working and the things that aren't working, you know. And so this is a really important time, especially like if you're looking at manifesting or anything like that. Like, this is where you get that action that comes in that helps you to manifest those things and helps you bring in those energies that you're wanting, you know?
Yes. I've been like writing notes in my hands and been going, yeah, no, it's amazing. And you're so right. And I've been writing down so much. Like I said, everyone, she's a wealth of information. And really quickly, side note, I forgot to mention this earlier because she knows so much and you're probably going to have questions. We do have a chat room, so feel free, if you're listening to us online, to log into the chat room and ask questions that way. It's completely anonymous, so don't be afraid of asking a silly question or me calling you out on it, because I never would, and no questions are silly. And then you can also call into the show. The guest number is 646-716-9397. I do see we have a caller. If you're interested, we'll take them a little bit later on, but you want to hit the number 1. So if you call in, hit the number 1, and that lets me know that you want to talk to us. So again, the number is 646-716-9397. Okay, so that is all the amazingness, or just, I guess, a piece, if you will, of what goes on during the the full moon. And I love all that, especially the dream heightenedness. I didn't realize that. So it makes a lot of sense to keep a journal at that time. And just, again, all the, you know what you made me think of, which I'm sure many people did as well, when you were saying how our emotions are amplified, the whole werewolf, of course, he only comes out during the full moon, right? Because that's when we're like, that's the werewolf is like super angry, super pumped up. So it has all this energy from the moon's energy to turn into that animal, if you will.
Right.
So I thought
it's
that was
very
cool.
Yes, it activates you, for sure, you know, like it definitely amplifies things. And it's cool, too, because, you know, with this full moon that we have coming up, it's also, you know, the eclipse is pretty interesting, too, because that amplifies it even more. So this is going to be a pretty intense time. So if you can use this energy efficiently and you can plug in and really get this energy, you know, kind of on your side rather than working against it, you're going to notice that not, you know, like some people, the full moon is so hard on me. Every time I feel like I need to recover afterwards, and, you know, and it's like if you can use this energy for your benefit rather than against you, you know, or like swimming upstream, you know, like, follow the current, you know, like let it lead you. And then you're going to notice that your life just works better. It just feels better. You're not going to be struggling all the time, you know. And so that's why for me, the moon, you know, living with these natural rhythms and following these moon cycles really helped me to live in that way where I'm using the energy that I have efficiently, and I'm not struggling like I used to. I used to feel so tired sometimes and get down on myself, like, why don't I have energy right now? This sucks. I need to get this done. Like, I have this party planned, you know, and, you know, it's like, you know, before I used to plan things on the new moon, and it was like, this is a time where I want to be alone. This isn't a time where I want to have a party, you know? And when I realized that, it made so much more sense to me. Like, I'm not going to force myself to try to do things when my energies aren't, you know, going in that way. Like, it's not, it just doesn't match, you know? And so it's kind of like I've just learned how to plan things so that I'm using my energy more efficiently. So with this, with this full moon too in October, there's a lot of interesting things, especially, you know, with it being in Aries as well. Because it's so passionate and it's such a grounding influence, you know, you're going to notice that you're going to have energy to do things. I mean, even more energy than a normal full moon, and you're gonna be passionate about them, and you're gonna be able to take action. And you know, all these projects that popped into your head over the last couple weeks, you're gonna be able to start them. You know, you're gonna notice that you're ready to start things that maybe you thought, oh, that was, you know, not right now or whatever. It's gonna be the perfect time in the next, you know, I'd say the next, to really dig in and start, you know, fleshing out some of these projects that you've been thinking of. And also using the cleansing energy, the natural cleansing energy of the full moon to assist you in clearing blocks that have been in your way, you know, and really opening up that path to let yourself kind of just glide right in, you know. It's going to be a lot easier, I think, this full moon because of Aries' influence. Everyone's going to feel a lot more grounded, in other words.
I love that. And can you explain, so some people might be sitting thinking, wait, I thought we were in Libra right now. Like, I'm confused. Why is the moon in Aries? Can you explain how the signs work with the moon so that you know that it's Aries right now?
So it's Aries is in, it's in that, the moon is in Aries. So it's, I mean, we do have, the sun signs are, you know, Libra, and that's, you know, the astrological sign, the zodiac that we're in. But the moon is being influenced by Aries right now. So that's the difference.
Perfect, yeah. I feel like sometimes people are like, wait a minute, where did that come from? Or we're like, I'm an Aries,
yeah,
what does that mean?
People always ask me, you know, why is there a different sign for the new moon and the full moon when they're in the same month? And it's because the sky is always changing, you know, and the moon is being influenced by, you know, different planets. So, and different, you know, different energies out there. And so, you know, so Aries influences the full moon kind of a little bit different than another sign would. So to use the energy of this full moon effectively, there was a couple of things that I really felt like people could use. So, you know, remembering to be aware of how you react in some situations and trying to stay in your heart, even when you lose your patience, if things are feeling like they're taking too long or you're just like irritated with someone, like, oh, this person is just not getting what I'm saying. You know, just try to remember to stay in your heart in those situations and try to come from a place of patience rather than getting so frustrated, because this is going to come up, you know, this is going to come up in your relationships, and you're going to want to stay aware of this with people around you who might not understand your intentions. So, you know, take time where you feel introspective to examine your energy and make sure you're using it the way that you'd like as well. And, you know, making sure that you're meditating to stay in connection with your intuition is going to help you use that creative energy that the full moon brings out, and it's going to help you to complete the tasks that you started in the new moon. And so, you know, working towards those wishes that you make at the full moon is really, I mean, that's what the full moon does. It really helps you to bring those into reality and to you know, keep your eyes open for those little, like, breadcrumbs that you see, you know, or the shiny path, you know, and that kind of, you know, following your intuition is going to help you decide how to use that energy that you have from the full moon effectively, you know. So taking time and responsibility for your current situation in your life, you know, and the actions that you can do to change it. And using, like I said, the full moon's cleansing energy, rid yourself of every situation, all the habits and the relationships that are no longer serving you. You know, whatever you feel like you can manage to kind of just clear off your plate, it's going to really help you to, you know, clean the clutter, you know, not just physically in your house, but I mean, that works too, but, you know, emotionally, just clear that clutter so that you have clean plate in front of you, and it's going to help you, you know, organize your thoughts and organize, you know, your feelings so that you don't feel overwhelmed and you don't feel crazy, you know, and you know, use this powerful energy at this time to, like, transform your life. Because this really is powerful work that you can do, you know, every couple weeks, you know, because we've got the new moon and then the full moon. And it's like taking time at those times to honor your natural rhythms and get connected and, you know, and get balanced and get grounded. You know, that's really going to help you to, you know, make better decisions and, you know, live your life on purpose the way that you want and get out of it what you're longing for.
Yeah. Oh my God. Live your life on purpose. I love that. I'm writing it down.
Yeah. Definitely.
That's so great. I love that.
Yeah. I feel like that's, you know, those of us that are awake, that's what we're doing. You know, we're living our lives on purpose. We know what we want. And so now it's time to make sure that your actions are matching that energy that you want, because, you know, we're magnets. So everything we put out, every thought we think, you know, longer than 17 seconds is creating energy in your body, is, you know, and I mean, we're magnets. We're attracting all of that to ourselves. So you know, making your the transmissions, or, you know, like the energy output that you have going on, I mean, you want to make that as pure as possible so the universe knows what to give you. If you're not making that clear, then really it's kind of like a mixed bag. Like, oh, well, maybe she wants this, you know, and they'll throw this at you. And you're like, wait, that's not what I wanted. But, you know, if you're really clear, then the universe can go, oh, this is what she wants. Let's give it to her, you know.
Exactly. I think having an awareness of what you want is really great, too, like you said. But then also taking it a step further and actually making it actionable. And even further than that is knowing the appropriate times where it's going to be heightened to be able to do that. So knowing these different cycles of the new moon and the full moon to really maximize it even further at these right times can really take you to the next level, which I really love, and bring you to that transformation, as you said.
Mm-hmm. And it really opens up your intuition. And so that's why I really like ritual and I really like ceremony. Mm-hmm. And that's why, you know, I'm always doing a new moon and a full moon ceremony. Every month I do them. And, you know, I invite people to come and join me. And because I feel like, you know, the more energy in the ceremony, the more powerful it is, obviously. And so including my friends on Facebook and, you know, I have some friends on Instagram that also like to play along. And so everybody, you know, kind of just throws in, you know, what they're working on, and I include it in my ceremony. And I think that it really, you know, it puts it out there for people that this is something, this is possible. This is, you know, and it's bringing spiritual energy into the physical world, you know, by writing things down and writing down our affirmations and, you know, what we'd like to get rid of at the full moon, and then taking those and I burn them. That's what I do. Mm-hmm. You can also do a visualization where you hold it in your hands and burn it, but you're letting go of holding on to those, you know, like you're putting it out into the universe and you're letting go of expectation of how it's going to happen, you know, and you just, the universe knows the best, you know, like there might be a way for something to happen that you can't even understand or you don't even know that it could happen that way. And so putting it out there and letting go of it is, I mean, it's really effective. It's really effective because you're not keeping yourself thinking small. You know, you're letting your mind open to all possibilities and all different ways of things happening. And so you're not limiting yourself at all. And so, you know, working with these natural rhythms, I think that gives you that awareness, you know, And it gives you that cycle to be able to bring that spiritual energy into your physical world and into your body to where you can affect real change in your life.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. And we're going to take a quick break in a moment. And I want to kind of get a little bit more into the ceremony and how people can do it themselves, especially for newbies that are really excited and want to try this out. And one thought I had when you were talking about, you know, creating the space for what you want and so that you can bring forth the transformation, letting go of the habits and the relationships that aren't serving you, and going further than just letting them go, but making peace with them as well. Not feeling bitter or, you know, negative about letting them go, but just making peace and being grateful for it being what it was, but being even more grateful and excited for what's to come.
Right. Yeah. Really realizing the lesson in things, mm-hmm. you know, like I was married for 6 years, you know, and, mm-hmm. you know, I wouldn't say that it was like, you know, the happiest, but, you mm-hmm. know, I look back and, you know, I learned so much from that relationship that I could not be who I am right now if it wasn't for that. And so letting go of that for me was a blessing because I realized the lessons in it, and that made it easier kind of to let it go. So kind of, you know, kind of realizing like everything that happens to you, it's not good or bad. It's just a lesson. And taking that lesson, it kind of takes the sting or the charge from that event and just makes it, you know, a lesson. It makes mm-hmm. it all good. Like nothing's bad, you know, when you look at it like that. Right.
Absolutely. It just kind of is what is. And I find, mm-hmm. especially even, like when I do tarot readings, you know, a card might come up and someone's like, oh, is that a bad card? And it's like, no, it's not a bad card. It's just giving you awareness of your energy right now and what's going on and what you need to know and what you need to be taught in order to move forward. Or this is holding you back. And there's nothing bad about knowing that something is a bad habit or knowing that something is preventing you from moving forward. It's just, like you said, a lesson. And from that, only good can come.
Right. And getting rid of things like, you know, some people might call it negative. It's just something you need to let go of. You can just let go of it. You don't have to hold on to it anymore. I mean, if it's not serving you, let it go. Then there's no, you know, there's nothing, no charge there anymore, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love it. It just is. Oh, it's so great. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we're going to take a quick break. We have gone through so much already and I've been just loving every second of it. So I'm going to just take a quick break and then we'll bring you right back on in a couple minutes.
Okay.
Awesome. Okay. So as you may or may not know, right now you are listening to the Life Coach Radio Network here on Blog Talk Radio. That consists of my channel that you're on right now, as well as two other stations, the Life Coach Chat Channel and the International Life Coach Radio Network. And through the span of these three channels, we have daily shows with about, I think right now we're at around 38 to 40 hosts that do different shows. And there's such a different variety of coaches, which is really beautiful. So like tonight, you're listening to my show and we're talking all about this full moon energy and the moon cycles and how you can really start to work with this natural rhythm of the universe to maximize your life. But we have other topics as well. And they range from so many different things, from nutrition to getting a new career to clearing the clutter. We have such a great magnitude of different hosts that lead shows. They have really great guests or they do the shows on their own. And the great thing, too, is that if you miss a show, you can always re-listen to it later. We have an amazing archive of all our past shows. And you can find out more by going to Life Coach Radio Networks, that's plural, lifecoachradionetworks.com. So I'm just going to give you a little insight into a couple upcoming shows. On October 9th, we have a show called Got Baggage? Let It Go, Leave It Behind in 2014. And that is going to be hosted by Tamara Cosley-Robinson. And she says, 2014 is winding up, 3 months to go. Now is that time we start to focus on what we haven't done and then jump into either rambling on about it or quickly and half-heartedly starting to do something to show that we're attempting to do it, but then we don't follow through. And then we just, before we know it, we are completely left behind. So come join us for this energetically charged conversation about simply refusing to bring that baggage that has been holding us back, firmly planted into 2014, to never following us around again. That will be on this station, listening to now, Life Coach Radio Network, on October 9th at, what time is it at? I'm not sure what time it's at, but As you go to our website, you'll be able to see. So it's in 2 days from now on the Life Goes Radio Network, and that's Lee Robinson. And then another show that we have coming up on October 10th is Reclaiming Space, Heal Stuck Emotions with EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique. And that is going to be with That's going to be with Tracy K. Pierce, and she's going to talk all about how our stuck emotions can keep us from reaching our highest potential. Emotional Freedom Technique, EFT, is a simple and easy holistic method that anyone can learn for releasing those emotions that hold us back. In this episode of Reclaiming Space, Tracy interviews certified EFT practitioner Nina Jacobs. So that is on Friday, October 10th at 10 a.m. Central Time, which would be 11 a.m. Eastern Time. And that is also on the Life Coach Radio Network. I had a EFT, actually I had two EFT practitioners come on my show a couple months ago, and it was one of my favorite episodes. They just really dug right into this technique. So if you're interested in learning more about it, I definitely recommend you checking out this show with Tracy as well. So like I said, you can check out these shows or more. Go to lifecoachradionetworks.com. And also I want to give another shout out to our sponsor, Audible. Audible.com is amazing. I can speak for that myself. Before we even had them as our sponsor, I was on board. So they are, especially for me living in a city, I'm always walking on the subway. I'm going here, I'm going there. I don't always have time to just pick up a book and read. But the fact that Audible lets you download so many different audio books, you really are starting to get knowledge on the go and get them in unique spaces and at unique times of the day. So I think it's really, really amazing. We're holding a trial right now. If you go to audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio, you get one free audiobook and 1 month trial of service, and after which point you can cancel if you decide you don't want to continue, but you get the one audiobook for free. So I definitely recommend it. I think it's a great service. So again, that's audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. All right, so we're going to bring it back to our show. For anyone that is looking to call in, I see we do have a couple people on the line. If you want to talk, you got to let me know. You can hit the number 1. If you want to call in, the number is 646-716-9397. And then just hit the number 1 on your keypad, and that will alert me that you want to speak to myself or our guest Anne tonight. So we're going to bring her back on. She has been so amazing. She, like I said, she is just a wealth of moon goddess knowledge. She just totally is just so in sync and understands and really just has been giving us so much information on how we can connect to this and how it doesn't have to be so overwhelming or so hard or that we have to resist it. We really can just tap into what it is that we want. Know that in creating the space for it and letting go of the things that aren't serving us, we can move into a new space and really bring forth the things that we want to manifest. We can take that into an actionable way. I'm going to bring Anne back on, and Anne, looks like we have a caller. Do you want to take the line now, or do you want to talk about doing some more about what people can do for a ceremony?
Let's take the question.
All right, I'm with you. Okay, so I just unmuted our caller's line. Hello?
Hi, is it me?
Who are you?
Hi, this is Shannon. I actually know both of you, Danielle and Anne. It's so nice to hear your voices and hear your wonderful guidance, because I trust you both. Anyway, my question is, I'm looking forward to hearing about this, the routine, what did you say, that you're going to teach us in a moment. But my question is, and everything you're saying is making sense, I've learned to let go of my painful past and that kind of thing, but sometimes I'll stop and realize how negative my thinking is. It's all fear-based. I know it's not helping me at all. So I guess my question is, how do you undo that? Like, I'll notice that I've been spending, and you know, a few minutes, or certainly over 17 seconds, or even a day or two, really, really stuck in fear. Fear about money or some kind of lack in my life, or that I'm not on the right track, or I'm not hearing God's guidance correctly. And I almost feel like I'm SOL at that point because I've been doing it so much. Does that make sense?
Yes, and I have the perfect remedy for that. I teach this to my kids because, you know, when they were little, they used to wake up and have nightmares and they were so awful. And, you know, I would say, okay, we're going to reframe this. We're going to change the way that dream ended, you know, and we would talk about it, excuse me. And
you know, and we would reframe it and we would say, okay, this is how it ended and this is how we're going to change it. And then we would feel better about it, you know. And then, you know, as my kids grew up and they got a little bit older, you know, they would get stuck in patterns where they would just felt negative. And I would say, you know, and they would say, I keep doing the same thing over and over and it's driving me crazy. And I'm like, okay, that's the first step, is noticing that something is going on that you don't like. Okay, so that's the first step. So the second step is to catch yourself every time you start thinking that way. And, you know, put up notices. You know, like every 10 minutes, start checking your energy field. You know, say, am I feeling good? Am I feeling positive? You know, or is there something stuck? Is there something that feels sticky in there, like that just doesn't feel good? You know, and then you can go in and start reframing those thoughts. Every time you catch yourself thinking this negative thought, reframe it and turn it into a positive affirmation. So you want to take, you know, like, I don't have enough money and I'm freaking out. So you would take that and turn it around and say, I am fully supported by the universe and I get everything I need. And so every time you start feeling, you know, sucked into that negativity, reframe it into something positive. And every time you're gonna catch yourself sooner and sooner. And then before long, you're going to realize, hey, I don't feel anxious, you know. I don't feel this fear. And, you know, because really what you're broadcasting is what you're attracting. And so changing that broadcast and changing that into something positive is, it definitely takes practice. And it definitely takes, you know, being consistent. And, you know, and catching yourself every time and really, you know, write down some things that you can tell yourself. You know, like I have this thing on my phone. I set this reminder that goes off that makes me check my physical body because sometimes I forget to do physical things. I'll be stuck in front of my computer working for like, you know, 12 hours and I realize I feel like crap, you know, like I need to get up and move. And so for me, I have an alarm that goes off that tells me, get up, walk around, and, you know, do something so that you're doing something physical and, you know, and I catch myself every day, you know, and sometimes I catch myself before my alarm. So now I'm making a habit, and then that habit is going to start creating new routines for you, and then you're going to start creating a new way of living your life more on purpose because you're putting, you know, your intent is to feel good rather than feel negative or be afraid. Because really, you have no control over really what, you know, I mean, you have a certain amount of control. Let's put it that way. And other times, you know, it might feel like these things are just all happening to you, you know. And really taking control of how you feel is really kind of going to change those things that you're attracting to yourself. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes total sense. I guess I figured it was more complicated. I'm so reassured because I've changed a lot of my thinking patterns. I used to be brutal to myself, very, very mean. And I'm very positive, but this fearfulness comes up and I feel like I'm bringing it in. I totally agree. And I'm bringing the same patterns. And a lot of them are around my finances. So I guess I didn't realize it could be the same process I used with, you know, being more confident about myself and loving who I am. So cool. Thank you. Very helpful.
Good.
Thanks a lot.
Awesome, Anne. I love that. That was so great. Reframe this. That's beautiful. And one thing I was thinking throughout it, too, is you're right. The more that you make this a practice, the more you start to catch yourself, your mind and your body will start to catch up and start to sync with it. And it's also a time to think about, for me, we always are going through this kind of process, and that's why it's great that you have reminders, things to bring yourself back to your awareness of what's really going on. And I usually ask myself, what does my true self think of this? What would my soul have to say about these thoughts that I'm having right now? And a lot of times that's the stark reality to be like, well, my soul would be like, oh no, like, honey, like, this is not how it should be. You are so supported. The universe has your back right now and just all of these different things. So taking yourself out of while you are reframing, you are also taking yourself out of the picture and looking at it through the eyes of your soul. And I think it brings a more gentle, encouraging nature to it so that you can keep moving forward and include all the tools that you had just mentioned.
Right. Because I think, you know, being kind to yourself, and this is another thing too, you know, when she said,
about beating herself up about things. You know, we all are where we are on this path. And you wouldn't beat up your kid for feeling that way. You would be nurturing and loving. So start mm-hmm. looking at yourself that way. Start looking at yourself. Like I always talk about, oh, I'm parenting myself by, you know, making myself write this article that I have to write before I get, you know, the blonde brownie that I made or, you know, the mm-hmm. chocolate or whatever, like parenting yourself. I mean, it's that's mm-hmm. how you help yourself change. So it's like, you know, and also, you know, taking care of yourself and loving yourself is the same thing, you know. It's like remembering that part of yourself and honoring that part of yourself and having compassion for yourself, too, you know. As you're changing things, it definitely makes it easier, I think.
Yeah, I'm with you. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Shannon, for calling in. I love when we have mutual friends call into the line, and just thank you for being so open and vulnerable with what's going on and allowing, you know, Anne and the show to really just kind of help get you out of that space. So thank you
so much. It's really fun to be on the line with both of you. Thanks a lot.
Yeah. Yay. Yeah. And that was, go ahead.
No, keep going, Anne.
Oh, I thought that was a great question because that kind of leads into you know, ways that you can use the full moon to really affect these changes, you know. And like I was talking about, you know, with the ritual and, you know, with ceremony, you know, it's that same thing. It's doing things that really bring what you want into your physical life, you know, and really bringing those spiritual tenets and those qualities that you're trying to bring closer to yourself into your physical life by, you know, with, you know, and people always want to know, why do you do crystal grids? You know, like, what does that even mean? Why would you even do that? And it's like, you know, I'm trying to bring in these certain qualities. And so I look at crystals as they have that energy that I need. And so I'm using those things to bring that energy closer to me by making a physical representation of my spiritual self in this crystal grid. And so, you know, that's why every month I do a new one. I do a new one for the new moon, and I do a new one for the full moon, because I feel like, you know, those are the times when the energy is the highest. And doing those rituals and doing those ceremonies, you know, it's really putting it out there at a time that's, you know, like fertile, you know, for those emotions and those feelings and those times. And so, you know, doing things like that or doing things like, you know, if you're doing something to cleanse energy, you know, or get rid of things in your life or kick things to the curb that you're just super sick of, you know, a good way to do that is to, you know, write them down and then after you have them written down, you're going to want to go in, you're going to want to reframe them to be in present tense and into a way that includes some kind of action about how you can change that in your life, you know, like, you know, oh, I feel like I eat like crap. You know, I would put, mm-hmm. I eat healthy and my body feels amazing, you know. And so then I would write that down on my piece of paper. And for me, a lot of, you know, the part of manifestation that I like so much is doing the ceremony and then releasing that energy. And so, you know, after you write it on your piece of paper, and writing it on paper with a pen really, it really is strong energy. It's a lot stronger than typing it on a computer or putting it on a tablet or texting it to somebody. You know, writing it with your hand and bringing it in the physical with a pen, you know, and having that, it does something in your mind, and it also affects your energy differently than if you just type it. This is a real thing. Like, this is a physical thing, you know, and doing one of two things with it, with that piece of paper once you have it written down. You can fold it up and you can put it in your hand, you know, in between your hands. And you can imagine, you can close your eyes and, you know, do some deep breathing and, you know, imagine that you're at this huge bonfire, you know, and you're surrounded by all these people doing the same thing that you're doing, because that's really going to bring the energy up and you're really going to feel that connection and you're really going to feel that it's just going to feel bigger for you, you know, and imagine yourself taking that piece of paper and throwing it on this huge bonfire and watching it burn and watching the smoke go up into the universe. And basically, what you're doing is you're letting go of that energy. You're putting it out there. This is what I want. This is what I need. Universe, bring it to me however you feel best, you know, however you feel it would benefit me the best, whatever would, you know, affect my higher self in the most
infinite and changing way possible, in the most positive way. And or you could also physically actually burn the piece of paper. You know, a lot of times, you know, this time of year, I don't have fires outside as much as I do in the summer. So, you know, I'll have a candle and I'll have a plate with some sand in it or a bowl of water or something that I can drop it in once it burns, so I'm not like burning my house down or anything. And, you know, I'm burning small pieces of paper. I'm not burning like 8x10s, you know, like I'm like scrap of paper burning. So, you know, those are just a couple ways that you can have a very simple ceremony and a very simple way of bringing that spiritual energy into the physical world and creating change for yourself in that way.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. It's great. And you know what? It feels fun. I mean, I think anyone that's listening right now is like, not only is this something that's going to be beneficial for me, but there's just a fun sense to it. There's a sense of celebration. There's a sense of just, and I guess, too, like you had said, this is the time, the full moon is typically when we want to be with more people, we want to be with others, and it's a sense of community and a sense of bonding. And I have a question. If you were to do it in a group, would you share what it is that you want to bring forth with the other people? Would you recommend just kind of keeping it to yourselves and you all burn it together? Is there a system around that?
Well, it's not like, you know, wishing on the star. I mean, it's kind of similar, you know, in that you are putting your wish out there and letting it go. And there it goes out into the world, you know. I mean, you know, we all learned that as kids. You know, it's kind of that same thing. You can totally share it. I mean, I know a lot of people are like, I can't tell you my wish or it won't come true. You know, I don't know.
Right.
I don't know about all that. My five-year-old definitely believes in that. But, you know, I feel like, you know, sharing it with a group, then you guys can really put energy into each other's wishes and each other's affirmations. And, I mean, any time that you're putting more energy into something, it's going to be stronger. So, yeah, maybe sharing with the group or, you know, I mean, it's up to you. It's a personal thing. You know, if you feel like it's going to give you more energy, then, yeah, share it, you know. But if you feel like it's something that you just kind of want to keep to yourself, then, you know, that's okay, too. There's no real, you know, right or wrong way to do any of this, really, because it's all your intent. Your intent is, like, the driving force behind all of this. You know, doing these ceremonies, that's just bringing your physical body and your DNA kind of up to speed to and making it so that it's the same as your energy, if that makes sense, so that you're kind of, you know, you're in that, fully in that vibration. You know, you're not half and half. You don't have, you know, one foot in the physical and one foot in the spiritual. You're, like, totally enmeshed in both when you're doing ceremony. And so, and it doesn't have to be, you know, this big, crazy thing. It could just be very simple, like I said, like writing on a piece of paper and burning it, you know, or tearing it up or just releasing. But, you know, just having, you know, that connection. And I think doing it with other people really, really makes it feel more fun and really kind of brings out energy in you that maybe you wouldn't have if you were alone. So there's a thought, you know, like, I mean, it's really, like I said, it's your intent. So however it makes you feel the strongest and most powerful, that's how you want to do it.
I like it. And I know you do a virtual full moon ceremony and things of that nature. Can you explain a little bit how you do that? I'd love to hear more.
So for my full moon ceremonies, I usually try to have a fire. If not, like if it's, you know, snowing out there, I'm not going to be out there. I'm totally a wimp. I live in Detroit and yeah, the winter, not my friend. But I have a fireplace, and so I'll do a fire inside during the winter months. But I have people come onto my Facebook page and kind of just leave their affirmations or something they're trying to get rid of or kick to the curb or, you know, they want to activate their creativity or, you know, something like that, something where the full moon is really going to help them. And I have them leave a comment. And I include them in my ceremony when I'm doing it. And I also include, I do a meditation kind of halfway through where I'm sending energy into the world and kind of like, you know, just trying to raise the vibration of the planet. And so I'm including all of the people that post and that want to be included in the ceremony in that as well. So they're getting that healing energy too. So that's really nice. It's kind of a little added benefit, you know, but but being able to include those in a bigger ceremony with all this energy, and a lot of people do join me for the meditation. And so the energy of that ceremony is really, I feel it. It's pretty high. And so I just really like including people, and I'm going to start doing them live next month. And so it's going to be more interactive from now on. So that's going to be really interesting. So I just wanted to see if there was interest kind of when I started doing it like this, so that I could move it into more of an interactive and live event. So I'm excited about that for next month.
Oh, that's so cool. And I definitely think there's an interest. And as more people start to get more curious about more spiritual ways to evolve, this is just something that can really be a great tool for them to embrace this path further, and a really fun way and exciting way to introduce them to new ways of doing things and re-looking at things. So I think it's really amazing. So as we start to wind down this hour, you have been so amazing, Anne. Like I said, I can't get over how much you just understand and explain this so well and really just are able to digest the whole process for us. I know I am so excited to do my full moon ceremony tomorrow. It looks like we have one caller. All right, so we have time for one quick question. I'm going to open up the line now, and we'll go from there. Okay, hello. Do I have someone with a 321 area code?
Hi, Danielle. This is Rosalie.
Hey, Rosalie. And, how are you?
Hello. I want to say I just love this, and I love the whole visualization, but my thing is, the last couple of days I've been kind of like dragging, and my energy's been really weird, and I've been blaming it on the moon. But you know, I love how you do the visualization with the fire and all that. But I've been feeling like I should just kind of be passive and let it go and let it flow, or should I be taking like a more active approach to like feeling better and picking up my energy?
So, at the same time that I say, you know, you need to put your energy out there, you also, like I said, need to follow your intent and your intuition in this. So for you, you know, you might be, instead of activating things, this cycle might be more getting rid of things. It might be more, you know, taking a closer look at what you have going on and letting go of the things that just aren't working. You know, because the reason you're feeling tired, and I can feel this in you, in your energy, is that you've got some things going on that just really are not vibing with you. And you may be surrounded by some negative people. You know, you might want to, you know, take a closer look at some of that stuff that's
okay
around you, and really look at people's effect on you. Because I think a lot of this is coming from your surroundings, because I feel like you're a sensitive person, and, you know, you're being affected by other people. So maybe taking a little bit of time to yourself, maybe, you know, maybe this full moon isn't such a social thing for you, or maybe, you know, you need to find some people that have more of a positive vibe to kind of just pull yourself out of that, you know, kind of stuck energy feeling, you know, because sometimes people can do that for you. And so, you know, really, you know, follow your intuition on this one, you know, like really, really take a look at, you know, what can go and what you want to keep. And I think you'll start to feel you know, some things lift and some negativity kind of leave. And I think that it's going to be replaced with some better feeling energy for you, you know, some more positivity, I think.
Okay. Yeah, I totally, totally get that. I really do.
Cool.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
Awesome.
You know,
great question, Rosalie. Thank you so much for calling in. Oh,
yeah,
keep going, Anne.
Mm-hmm. If anyone wants to learn how to do a full moon ceremony, I have a course that you can do. I also have one for the new moon, but it kind of, it walks you through every step of, you know, all of these things, creating crystal grids, you know, getting in touch with your intuition, your tarot card readings, and things like that, that are going to help you to kind of, you know, get a better picture of your intent and your intuition and what it's telling you, so that you can use this energy more efficiently. So that I know that that has helped so many people. I get emails, you know, from people that are just like, wow, you made this make so much sense. And so I think that's what the course can do for people. So I just, that's why I put it out there, to really help people understand the energy better and be able to use it for themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. And let people know how they can find this course.
So if you go on my website, annheyman.com, there is a tab, and it's it says Moon Manifesting Courses. and you click on that, and it goes to a description of both of the courses, and they kind of lead from the new moon into the full moon, so they kind of are good to buy together, but you can take either one on its own, and it's a complete course that will help you with that time of the moon, you know, with that phase. And so, you know, and you can also go on my website and take part in my virtual full moon ceremony that's going to happen tomorrow night, and you can join me in meditation probably around 9:15 tomorrow night Eastern Standard Time. And I'll be posting on my Facebook page, it's Ann Heyman, and I'll be posting when I start, and I usually post a couple pictures just to get people kind of in the mood so they kind of know, you know, the vibe of what's happening. So you know, I always have that. Every month I have a full moon and a new moon ceremony that I do.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Ann. That sounds like so much fun. I really hope people will engage in that way. I'll post it on my page as well. I just put it in the chat room for anyone if you want to take a look there. And thank you so much for just taking our callers today. I'd love if there's anything else that you feel that you need to get out or any final thoughts before we wrap. I'd love to for you to share.
I really feel like right now everybody needs to stay in their heart. And so really trying to remember unconditional love for yourself and for the people around you is really going to help to smooth over, you know, some of the tensions that are going to happen over the next, you know, five days to a week, you know. So really that's my big advice for everybody out there. If you can only do one thing, you know, heed that, you know, take that information and use it.
Oh, I love it. Well, again, thank you so much. You were just so incredible to step in and do this show with me and just bring so much knowledge and information, and you have clearly just such a gift for this. So thank you so much for, you know, spreading your light to all of us and getting us engaged and getting us excited in a new way and really looking into what our intents are and how we can move forward from there. So just thank you so much.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having me. It was fun. You know me. I love talking about this kind of stuff.
No, it was so great. It was so great. So, and I look forward to everything else to come, and I'm sure we'll stay connected.
Yeah. I've got some new free stuff coming out. I have a new free e-course coming out on the 27th that is going to be pretty cool. So you might want to keep your eyes out for that.
Yay. Oh, I will. Yay. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Ann. Have a great night and enjoy the full moon.
You too. Yeah,
okay, well,
I hope to see you tomorrow night.
I will. I'll be around. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Ooh, oh, my goodness. That was so amazing. I all day long, I was really excited for this. Like, I'm always excited for my show, and I'm always excited for my guests. I just knew, though, that I was going to be getting so much information that I would be able to use going forward and be able to understand the moon rhythms and the lunar cycles in just a new way, and she really brought it forth, and she really brought forth particular for the full moon and this full moon that's going to be in Aries. So I'm just going to leave you with what she left us with, that this is the time to really just listen to our hearts and stay true to ourselves and just think about what do we need during this time, staying strong, staying attuned to it, keeping hold of it, and honoring the things that you are going to be, you know, letting go of or not serving you. Or if now is the time where you just need to flow and that's all you can do, then that's all you can do. Because like we were saying, there is no right or wrong. There is no good or bad. There are just lessons and there are just moving forward. And that's all you can do. And so do it in the way that feels best for you, because you'll always be continuously evolving and learning and flowing. And so if you can do that as opposed to fighting it, you're right on your way, and the universe loves you for it. And it loves you even if you're not. And that's the most beautiful part about all of it. So thank you so much for tuning in tonight. Again, my name is Danielle Mercurio. My website, if you want to check me out, is newyoucitycoaching.com. I have an event coming up on October 16th here in the city. It's called Meditation and Margaritas. It's my little baby of how you can have a spiritual life and a social one too. And more information about that is on my website. You can find me on any social media platform under New You City. I look forward to hearing from you. And my next show will be whenever the third Thursday and Tuesday is, which is going to be October 14th. No, it's not. It's going to be October 21st. So Tuesday, October 21st is our next show here on the Life Coach Radio Network. Until then, keep dreaming and stay open to the possibilities. Bye.